Welcome to The Cup of Tea, warm steam for your soul. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Today's quotes come to us from German-born theoretical theorist Albert Einstein, who developed the theory of relativity, one of the two pillars of modern physics, alongside quantum mechanics. His work is also known for its influence on the philosophy of science. He is best known to the general public for his mass energy equivalence formula, E equals mc squared, which has been dubbed the world's most famous equation. He received the 1921 Nobel Prize in Physics for his services to theoretical physics and especially for his discovery of the law of the photoelectric effect, a pivotal step in the development of quantum theory. In the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. Albert Einstein. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Albert Einstein. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Albert Einstein. Einstein's name is used almost synonymously with intelligence. We've all heard it used as a general term to describe whether somebody is smart or not. I'm sure I've said in my life, "Well, I'm no Einstein, however." The more you read of his accomplishments, the more you'll understand why his name has become a benchmark of brilliance. His first quote I shared encourages us to search for the opportunity amidst difficulty. Sometimes when we just look at something from a different angle, we can see a new idea. There are many ways we can inspire ourselves to try again from a different perspective. Next, he tells us not to use the same thinking to solve a problem as we did to create them. Our parents told us, two wrongs don't make a right, yet we continue to mirror negativity. A fresh and unique viewpoint, maybe even from others, can greatly help. Finally, he reminds us that we all have potential to be a genius, but a genius in our own way. My brother excelled in computer programming, but I don't think I have the right mind to think of things the way he does, whereas the arts always came naturally to me. Take time to question if what you're doing is what you're best suited for.
Take a shot for the road, it gets easier, I know, but I still got
That was Christine St-Pierre with her song, Break in the Sky. Christine St-Pierre is an award-nominated bilingual folk singer-songwriter with soul-searching ballads and a rollicking bluesy flair. Described as a chansonnière with a traveling heart, Christine has played to audiences across Canada and around the world. Her voice, combined with her beautifully crafted songs, are increasingly gaining her attention on the Canadian music scene. And now, some fun, interesting, and unusual facts about Albert Einstein. Einstein did not speak until the age of 3. He revealed this fact about the delay of his speech abilities to his biographer. Today, there is a term, Einstein syndrome, which was coined by Dr. Thomas Sowell to describe exceptionally bright people whose speech is delayed. Einstein was not comfortable in school, as he did not like the style of teaching. He did not believe in the systematic training, in the worship of authority, and instead promoted individuality and free thinking without any bias. He once stated, "A foolish faith in authority is the worst enemy of truth." Forgetfulness was a big part of his personality since his childhood days. He would often leave behind his suitcase and could not keep track of his keys. I'll leave you with the music of Trevor Dubois. Trevor's high energy and upbeat style, along with his youthful flavor and humor, are what make him one of the Greater Toronto Area's most unique singer-songwriters. His style emulates the likes of Jason Mraz, Bare Naked Ladies, and Bo Burnham. Here is Just for Tonight by Trevor Dubois.
Intoxication fills a crowded room. The lights and the laughter that she pierced right through. My interest lied elsewhere, but she couldn't tell. By drink that had clouded every cranium cell. She pulls her lips up close to my ears. Over the speaker sounds I quietly hear. Can I call you baby? Just for tonight, can I call you baby? Would it be alright? We could leave without a trace, get high like outer space. We could have the time of our lives. Can I call you baby? Just for tonight. Eyes just kept meeting from across the room. I could read her intentions and what she'd hoped we would do. A desperado looking for love. It's the matter that she'd like to disguise. Can I call you baby? For tonight, can I call you baby? It could be alright. We've emptied out the bottles next. I imagine the sex, and I was just wondering if you'd like. Can I call you baby? Just for tonight. glance at temptation. You flirt best you can till you catch your fixation. Till behind bedroom doors were found turning out the lights. So I said, alright, you can call me baby just for tonight. You can call me baby, yeah, it's alright. We're left here all alone. I wish that you'd gone home, but you've got me in your arms despite. So you can call me baby just for tonight.
This has been A Cup of Tea. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Thanks to the artists that lent their music to the program. Links are available in the episode description if you'd like to hear more.